Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the magical podcast to feel wonderful right now, and from that good feeling to create and manifest the beautiful life that you deserve. Let's take a moment to hold the vision. What do you wish to bring forth into your life? Just allow that vision to enter your consciousness. Feel your whole being. And imagine how wonderful it would feel for you to have already attained everything you want right now. Just breathing in the good feelings. And breathing out gratitude and relief that success is yours. Smiling, enjoying. And welcome back. Today I wanted to share something quite funny with you, and something that is happening all the time, but we don't know it's happening. It's called negative hallucination. And to understand what this means, we have to understand a little bit about hypnosis. If you've ever seen stage hypnosis, you've probably seen positive hallucination, where, for example, the guide hypnotizes everyone and he says, like, there's a fire in the room, and everyone goes, ah, and runs away. Or this person's turned into a massive fly, and they're like, oh my God, right? So that's where you see things that aren't really there. If you have ever gone to the store or something and you think you've seen your friend, or you think you've heard your friend, right? And you're like, oh my God, so-and-so's here, right? And you look down and then you realize it's not the person you thought. That's positive hallucination. And this happens very often in various different ways. Negative hallucination is where you don't see something that's actually there. I'll give an extreme example of both of these things from a book I was reading about hypnosis. So there's this master hypnotist, I can't remember the name now, so forgive me. And he wanted to test how far he could go with negative and positive hallucinations. So he found a subject who was very, very hypnotizable, right? They were a wonderful person who could do deep, deep trance work. And the first test was, he said to this guy, I'm going to put you in this state, and when you come out, you won't be able to see your daughter, right? So he puts him in this deep trance, and he comes out, and his daughter's standing right there, and he says, where's your daughter? And he's looking around the room, looking around the room, looking around everywhere, goes outside, comes back in. He's like, I have no idea where she gone. She's totally disappeared. Like, did she go home? And she's trying to stop herself laughing because she's right there. That's a negative hallucination. Then he did an even more extreme one where he had the guy go into a deep state. And then he held a watch. He had someone hold a watch behind the hypnotist's back, right? So the hypnotist is standing there. Behind him, the hypnotist, is a watch. And he asked the guy, what time is it? And he manages to see through his body and tell the time of the watch. That's extreme negative hallucination, right? He was able to see through him. Now, you can study hypnosis and find bizarre things like this happening. This is extreme cases. Just today, I'll give you a practical story that just happened to me just now. I was about to leave the house. And when I go for a walk, I normally bring my watch, which I don't wear on me. It's normally in a beautiful little bowl, this lovely little bowl I got from India. So I don't bring my cell phone. I have a watch that I bring, so I know what time it is when I need to come back. So I went over to the door and I looked at the bowl, nothing there. Looked at the little basket next to the bowl, nothing there. Looked in the drawers underneath the thing. Looked around. I thought, where is it? Did I leave it in a coat pocket? Is it somewhere in my office? Maybe it's in my suitcase from when I was on my last vacation. But where did it go? So I'm looking all over the house, And then I grab something to wear and I look back and it's in the bowl. There's only one thing in the bowl and it's the watch. And it's right there. And I was looking at it, like looking all over the place, and I didn't see it. If you've ever couldn't find your keys, it's the same thing. And then just as I was driving out to go on a walk in the mountains, I saw my friend and we had a little chat in the car. He came back the other way and I was telling him about this. And he said one time he was wandering around outside looking for his phone, right? So he had this flashlight looking for the phone. And after he looked around for about half an hour, he realized that the phone was in his hand. He was using the flashlight on his phone to look for his phone. I mean, so you might think like, this is ridiculous. How could this be happening more than that? Maybe we're crazy, you know, maybe there's something wrong with us. This is actually happening all the time. And let me explain how it's happening. So let's say, for example, you want to manifest more money, or you want to manifest a better relationship or a new relationship. There are signs, there are secret signs, messages in life. They might not be like that secret. They might be quite obvious. There might be emails coming in that are a sign. Oh, you could do this thing and you'd meet this person. Or it might be, here's this opportunity to like triple your income. And if you actually clicked on the email and you opened it and you studied it, or there might be that you've bought a book or a course that you actually have now that you haven't been using. There are so many things around us that we completely ignore. They're like, they don't exist, but they're right there. Maybe someone says to you, you know what, if you just did this one thing, then this would happen for you. And you say, oh, blah, 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 I can't do that because of whatever, and just dismiss it out of hand. It's almost like we're surrounded by opportunities all the time, wonderful opportunities, and this negative hallucination is making them invisible. This is what magicians do. They use misdirection. They say, look over here, and they're doing something somewhere else, and you don't see what they did because you're focused on another thing. So the human mind is only capable of focusing on one thing at a time, the conscious mind. Right? So if you're looking at one thing, you're not looking at something else. When we're driving around, we're just paying attention to certain things. If you're driving the car, you can sort of listen to the music and drive the car in the background, but that's only if you are driving somewhere you know. If you're going to some complicated place and having to turn off somewhere and there's all this chaos, you can't listen to the radio or listen to, you know, your music or a podcast, because you can't concentrate on too many things at the same time. So what's going on is we are looking at certain things and ignoring everything else. And what that means is that there are many, many more things going on that we are not seeing than the one thing we are seeing and focusing on. If you've ever had a conversation with someone and then you kind of spaced out and you're not paying attention, it's because your mind drifted to some other thing and you're focused on that and you just zoned them out. This happens on a daily basis pretty much all the time. Even reading, like sometimes I'm reading something and I'm also thinking about something else and I go down the page and I realize that I didn't actually read any of it. My eyes went over it, but I wasn't actually aware of what was going on. So how is this relevant to you in your manifestation journey? It means that Right now, you have opportunities to change your life all around you, many, many more than perhaps you're aware of. Most of them just get deleted out of your consciousness before you even realize they were there. So that means information that you learn, like this podcast and other podcasts, courses, trainings, right? All the knowledge that you're getting from various places, most of which just disappears. But in there, there's some secrets, right? There's also messages coming to you, actual messages from people, different situations, marketing messages. A lot of marketing is not helpful, right? There's products around that don't actually work. But there's a lot of good stuff around and we might ignore it. There are thoughts that you're having that might get repressed immediately. Or they might just get swept aside in the barrage of endless random thinking. And so if you want to gain the secret messages, the best thing to do is to, first of all, number one, be open to receive. To say to yourself, I want to see and pay attention to the magic messages. I'm open to it. I want to see them. What are they? Where are they? So you start asking, where are the messages? What is the answer? What is the solution? What is it that's coming to me that I need to know? What do I need to change? What do I need to do? So when you start asking, what do I need to change? What do I need to shift? What do I need to buy or pay attention to or get or whatever it is, right? Sometimes it involves purchase. Sometimes it involves a change in behavior. Sometimes it's a change in thinking. Sometimes you read a book that you've already bought. I mean, there's all sorts of things. It might mean spending time with a new person. It could be all sorts of things. So when you say, what are the things that I need to do? What is it? Then you start becoming aware, because whatever you're interested in, that's where you pay attention to and that's what you'll see. So that opens the door. What do I need to learn? What do I need to see? Because many times our mind is telling us things, but they're at the back of the mind. We're so caught up in other stuff that we don't notice those thoughts. And so the second thing you can do is to carry around a book, a little booklet, a piece of paper or something. I mean, everyone has their phone, which you can use as well. I'm not a big fan of cell phones, but you do have a cell phone, which is a note-taking device. Problem with cell phone, by the way, is that it distracts you from your own thinking. That's why it's a problem. It's a good note-taking device, potentially, but the chances of you noticing your thoughts if you're always checking the phone are very low because there's too many distractions. So if you don't have a phone, then you can notice your mind. I'm not saying get rid of your phone completely. I'm just saying if you go out for a walk, you have a shower. Like I have in the shower, I have these what are they called? Love notes. You can get them on Amazon. And you can basically write notes in the shower. They have a special pencil and a special note. And you can stick them on the glass or on the wall. So when I'm going out and about, I tend to carry like a pen and paper. Because I know that if I'm open to receive, I will start getting messages and I'll start being aware of things that I wasn't aware of before. And then when they come up, then write it down. Write it down so that it's not just going to disappear. Some of the best ideas in the world have disappeared because people didn't have a pen and paper. Well, they didn't notice them. Right? And then the third thing is, of course, to act on those things. Like talk to the person, send the message, do the thing, whatever it happens to be. So that is the way to overcome negative hallucination. Be interested in it. Be interested in knowing what the signs are. I mean, the pre-step, if you like, is just to be aware that you are doing negative hallucination all the time without realizing it. And we don't realize it because it's negative hallucination. It's invisible. So we don't know what we don't know. Isn't that fascinating? We don't know what we don't know. There's way more things we don't know than things we do know. Millions and billions and trillions more things we don't know about. So that's the kind of the main thing, is realize that there's this huge resource of unknown stuff that you could know about if you were interested. And then the next thing is to say, okay, I want to know what it is. Give it to me. I'm open to it. Having that thinking process, being open to it. What are the signs? What are the messages? What do I need to know? What am I not seeing that I need to see? What do I need to do that I haven't been doing? Yeah, like today I decided to have a day of fasting. I might do tomorrow. I might do 3 days. Just because I kind of got the message. I just thought, you know what? It's good for your health. It has loads of health benefits. So I'm implementing that practically. It's probably why one of the reasons I didn't find my watch. I was slightly spaced out. Where has it gone? Right. So what are the messages that you need to know? Then keep a way of writing them down, because they will start to show up, and then you can document them so they don't just disappear. And then, of course, take action. And the interesting thing is, the more you focus on feeling that you've already attained what you want, the more you will start to notice things to help you move in that direction. I'll give an example of that. So I'm currently 10Xing my company. And so I'm like, what do I need to do to 10X everything? And I went into the garage where I have my second book library, bookshelves, right? I have like 2 bookshelves in there because I have too many books and they don't all fit in the house. So I went in there. I went in there for some other reason, actually. And I came across this book that was exactly what I needed to do the project I was doing. And I bought the book ages ago and I discarded it and I didn't bother reading it. And it was exactly what I needed. Right, that's a classic example of negative hallucination. I realized that was going to be useful years ago. I bought it, got it, and then put it on the shelf and then decided I didn't want that in the house. So it's going to go in my second library. And then years and years later, I go to the next level, go in the library, find the thing that I already had. And now I've been studying that and using that in my projects. I wouldn't be surprised if you have fascinating things in your life right now that are going to change your life that you haven't done anything about. Because we're all so caught up in random stuff. This is why distraction is such a problem. Because if we're caught up in all these things that we can't change, then we're not able to focus on our own life. And we can't do anything about it because we're so overloaded. So would you love to feel great, see the solution, be open to the magic signs, and experience wealth, abundance, and joy? Yay. Thank you so much for your wonderful presence. Always a pleasure. Hope you're enjoying your life. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Lots of love. And wishing you every success. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Take care. And what are all the things that are invisible in your life?